Listening Library presents The Seven Songs of Merlin, Book 2 of The Lost Years of Merlin by T.A. Barron, read for you by Kevin Isola, with an introduction by the author.
Hi, this is T.A. Barron, and this is how it all began. Long, long ago, on a harsh, rocky coastline, a young boy washed ashore. Spat out by the sea, this boy was half-drowned, barely alive. His clothes were tattered, his body weak, so weak he could hardly open his eyes. For a while, he just lay there, listening to the waves crashing on the shore and the gulls screeching overhead. And then he heard something else. Not a sound, but a strange emptiness in his mind. And suddenly he realized he had no memory. None. He didn't even know where he came from, who his parents were, or what had happened to him. He didn't even know his own name. So begins the story of the lost years of Merlin. A story that has been bottled up, kept secret, for nearly 1,500 years, and only now has been revealed. If you have read or heard the first book in this saga, you already know that the half-drowned boy finds his way to the mythic Isle of Finchaira, an in-between place, as the druids would say, part mortal, part immortal, a bridge between earth and heaven. Though he loses his own eyesight, he finds another way to see. And he also finds, at last, his name, Merlin, whose destiny is to become the greatest wizard of all time.